America's Unequal Economic Recovery by Alana Abramson and Abby Vasulis. It was the eve of their October 2nd wedding when Brittany Riley and Peter Golombewski read the news, the payroll support program that Congress passed in March to keep airline workers like them employed during the pandemic had expired. Golombewski was furloughed, losing his salary and health care. Riley voluntarily accepted a furlough, foregoing a paycheck to keep her health care. As they started to figure out how they could afford rent on their Denver home and food for their three kids, the couple's anxiety gave way to anger at Congress for failing to deliver more economic relief, and at officials like President Donald Trump for bragging about the nation's comeback while their industry goes up in flames. We kept everyone connected and everyone safe, and we tried to do our part as frontline employees, said Riley. Now we're just forgotten. The newlyweds' predicament embodies what economists have decried as a fundamental failure of Washington's economic recovery strategy. It has disproportionately helped the rich, amplifying the nation's existing wealth gap, while workers like Riley and Golombewski have lost their jobs. The stock market continued to perform well, benefiting those who had enough assets before the pandemic to invest. While American billionaires saw their wealth skyrocket by $282 billion from mid-March to mid-April, according to the Institute for Policy Studies, a progressive think tank, more than 22 million Americans lost their jobs during the same time. Nearly 6 months later, the picture remains dismal. Though the unemployment rate decreased by 0.5% from August to September, there are still 11 million fewer jobs than there were in February, as of the September jobs report. That's a bigger drop than at the bottom of the Great Recession, and the losses largely fall along racial and gender lines. Whereas 7% of white Americans reported being jobless in September, 10% of Hispanic Americans, and 12% of black Americans found themselves unemployed.